Over the last few years, economists have been expecting that the economy would break out of this low growth trajectory into the 3.5% to 4.5% range of growth measured on a GDP basis. But every single time the economy seems poised to do that, it falls back. And just this winter, we had it happen all over again for the third time during this recovery process. Looked like things were getting better. We had that terrible winter weather. And in fact, GDP contracted during the first quarter. Then we thought, okay, well, that was just the weather. And certainly things would bounce back. And they appeared to be bouncing back in April. And then all of a sudden, May and June, the data look weaker all over again.
So what happened there?
Well, it's a little hard to tell. Employment growth is certainly accelerating in the United States, so that would generate more income, and typically consumption spending would go up. But consumption spending actually went down the last 2 months. And since consumption spending is two-thirds of gross domestic product, if consumption spending pulls back some, then growth is not going to get to 3.5% to 4.5%. It's going to sort of stay stuck in this 2.5% range. And it's not exactly clear why households all of a sudden pulled back a little bit, but 2 months in a row begins to make me nervous about the trajectory. So perhaps this is the new normal. Perhaps the growth during this cycle is really not going to get to 3.5% to 4%. And maybe that's why interest rates continue to be so low. And so the combination of those things suggests this really might be the new normal. And if it is, it has significant implications for the economy in Florida and in Central Florida.
What are some of those implications?
Well, employment growth has been pretty good in Florida, just as it has been across the nation. But the latest data for employment growth in Florida indicate that so far in 2014, employment growth is really no better than it was in 2013. So things are going pretty well, but they're not accelerating from this point as we would normally expect. And the same thing is happening with population growth. Population growth the last few years has been running about 230,000, 240,000, which is a lot of people, third highest in the nation, Nicole. But even so, it's well below the average rate of growth between 1970 and 2000, which was 350,000 people a year. So we're almost 100,000 light of average. So something structurally really has changed. We have clearly downshifted to a new normal for what growth is going to be like.
So this new normal, what would it look like for everyday Floridians? Does that mean consumer prices go up? Does that mean wages stay stagnant? What does that mean?
Well, it probably means consumer prices don't go up very much more than they are. They're running about a 2% rate of inflation. But it also means that wages will continue to be stagnant for most of the service and retail employment that we have had the big growth in those sectors. And so there is a group of people who are making more money, but the vast majority of people in the country, and especially here in Florida, are really making no more in real wages than they did 20 years ago.
What about Orlando specifically? Any specific numbers having to do with our area?
Orlando's employment growth is the highest in the whole state for any metro area. We had over 36,000 jobs created over the last 12 months ending in May, which is a big number, but it's no different than the employment growth we had in 2013, which is 36,400.
Can anything be done about this? And do you think anything should be done about this to change the overall picture?
Yes. I mean, it's a tremendous failure of policy to have so many people unemployed who would like to work harder. And it's a failure in our structure not to have greater growth in real wages for the majority of people in this state and in this country. In terms of what could be done policy-wise, it appears that there is not enough economic stimulus. I know some people don't want to hear that, but that's what the data is saying. There's not enough demand growth. Secondly, we have not invested sufficiently in our human capital to make our people more productive so they can earn higher wages. In Florida, that human capital investment has been very lagging, and the state has not done the kinds of things it could do to stimulate the economy. You and I have spoken about more transportation spending, especially in a time period of low costs. So there are things that could be done from a policy perspective that would help to create stronger economic growth.